time for another movie review with Matt Olien. Hi, Matt.
Hi, Alicia.
So this movie, this kind of caught me a little bit. I don't even know if I have words for it. It's the movie Lamb. Now, it came out last year in October, correct?
Right. And I'm giving folks a review of it because it's on streaming now, easy to find. It's L-A-M-B, like a sheep. And I would call this an Icelandic folktale.
Okay.
It's one of these creepy horror films that you're just wondering what's going on, what's going to happen, why is this happening? And we're going to be very, very careful here not to give plot points away, which we're always careful not to do. But this, yeah, was released last year. It's available if you have cable or streaming to find. First-time director Vladimir Johansson shot it in Iceland. And it's the story of a farm couple played by Noomi Rapace and Hilmer Schneer-Gudnason. Put a little accent on there. And they're a childless couple who have sheep and they farm. And let's just say something really strange happens with the birth of one of the lambs. And that's about all I can say. But it's really strange. It's really strange. There are harbingers of what's going on in the first scene of the film, where something kind of enters the sheep barn, but you're not sure what's going on because we don't see what comes in the sheep barn. But clearly this is a impetus for what's going to happen in the movie. The husband's brother, played by Bjorn Hilnar Haraldsson, shows up eventually and kind of is on the run and helps them work and kind of encounters this strange thing that's going on with this young lamb. There's very little dialogue in this movie, so they chose to really make it very setting oriented. So there's Icelandic mountains, rustic setting. It's all beautifully shot, great cinematography, very little dialogue as to what's going on, even though the viewer knows what's going on. You can tell what's going on. Why it's going on, that's why you have to go see the movie. Overall, I like this movie quite a bit. I thought the ending was slightly unsatisfactory, but within the last 20 minutes, people are going to be shocked by something that happens. And so get prepared for that. It's not a typical horror film. There's not a lot of jumps and starts. But I think Johansson, the director, did a very good job with making you bond as an audience with what's going on with this family and what's going on with this lamb and their dog and their cat and all these things that are going on in the farm. And so what a good director does and what a good screenplay does, Alicia, is they make you care about the characters. Remember a few weeks ago I reviewed Crimes of the Future, achingly slow film where you don't care a bit about the characters. This film, you care about this family couple. You care about the husband and wife. You care about this lamb that is born. You care about what's going to happen to them, and that builds the tension. You become more and more tense as the movie goes on. How is this going to resolve itself? What is going on? Why is this going on? So I think in that respect, the film succeeds.
So you said earlier that this is based on some sort of folklore, or how did you explain that?
Not really based on any kind of writing. I'm saying that if you go into the movie and don't view this as realistic, view it like you're watching an Icelandic folktale, a Scandinavian folktale, if you will, where things strange are going to happen. If you go into the movie that way, I think you will enjoy the movie more than going, oh, this is ridiculous. You know, and there are people. My dad used to be that way. He used to go to movies with me, and he'd always criticize, well, that's not realistic. That's not what would happen. A car wouldn't roll down the hill and explode. Like in The Revenant, he was so upset that it was, you know, shot up in Canada when it was supposed to be around Lemon, South Dakota, where he grew up. There's no mountains around Lemon, he said. You know, so just go into the movie not overanalyzing it like that. Go into the movie like you're watching some Aesop's Fable or some weird folktale with weird creatures. That's how I would approach the movie. But wonderfully shot, great cinematography. Noomi Rapace, of course, a big star. You might remember she really hit it big with the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo trilogy. She's a Swedish actress who does a lot of American films as well. She's really good as the mother, the wife. And I think that she really drives the movie and the cinematography and the starkness, that stark setting, the no dialogue or very little dialogue is all very interesting.
So I wanted to see what you knew about this film production company. It's A24, right?
Yeah, they're they're really hot in the last 10 to 15 years. They make a lot of horror movies. They make a lot of creepy horror movies. And some of them have a lot of shocks to the film. Some don't. But they have really captured a niche out there in terms of independent cinema. A lot of A24 films end up at the Fargo Theater. They end up at special showings in Bismarck. These aren't your typical $150 million grossing movies. They're very sparse, spare horror films is what they – that's kind of what they specialize in.
Well, I thought I was reading something about, you know, they did have some award winners coming out of that film production company too. Like, I could be wrong. Like, Moonlight was an Academy Award winner.
Yeah.
Hereditary, Lady Bird.
Yes.
Other movies like Lighthouse, and then their biggest one right now, Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the same company though, right?
Same company. They don't just do horror movies, but, you know, The Lighthouse, that's a movie shot in black and white with two actors, Willem Dafoe and Robert Pattinson. So they're not typical big budget, you know, Marvel type films.
Okay, so quick trivia question. We're going back to 1993. So, of course, movies that were released in 92.
Okay.
Are you able to tell me best actor, best actress, and director?
You want the winners or all the nominees?
The winners is what I'm looking for.
Al Pacino won best actor for Scent of a Woman. Emma Thompson won best actress for Howard's End. And director went to Clint Eastwood for Unforgiven.
Yes. And I just wanted to throw in there, this is also the year that Marissa Tomei received her supporting actress Oscar for My Cousin Vinny.
And do you remember how shocking that was? She was not expected to win.
Right.
And it was, for years, there was this rumor that Jack Palance read the wrong name or something like that.
Right, right. I do remember that. Yeah, that 1993 was a very memorable year for me. Thank you so much for your interesting review of Lamb. If you haven't seen it, I'm going to recommend it. Just exactly what he says. Keep an open mind when you watch this movie. Thank you so much, Matt.
You're welcome, Alicia.
And we've been to the movies with Matt O'Lean.